How do college-age young adults stay connected to their faith? What do they look for in a church? What factors contribute to their involvement in servant events and volunteerism? Welcome to the next installment of LCMS Young Adult Ministry Podcasts. In July of 2011, a group of young adults from across the country joined together to be part of Navigate, the LCMS Young Adult Servant Event. We served at Camp Restore in New Orleans. We helped rebuild and care for a home and church that are still recovering from Hurricane Katrina. We worked during the day and in the evenings participated in leadership training programs, devotions, worship. Most of the participants were college age and young professionals. Many were in New Orleans, July 2010, working as young adult volunteers, serving the high schoolers at the LCMS National Youth Gathering. In both cases, these college-aged young adults actually paid to serve. They traveled to New Orleans on their own dime and paid the program costs of the event. I spoke with a few of these young adults on site at the servant event. They shared what prompted them to volunteer and what experiences they've had maintaining their faith walk after their teen years. Here's what they said.
My name is Heather LaMonica. I'm attending San Diego State University studying interior design, and I have about a year left doing that.
So what made you decide that you wanted to go on a servant event this summer?
That's actually really cool. I had been praying for an opportunity to serve, and I had just, this is before I even knew about this trip, I just kind of been interested in New Orleans and coming down and like doing something with hurricane relief. I'd found a couple like organizations online that did it, but I wouldn't know anybody, and so I was kind of nervous about that. Like a couple weeks later, Brandon approached me and was like, "Hey, I'm taking some people down to New Orleans if you're interested."
And Brandon is your DCE
at
your
Brandon
church.
And I work with that at my church. So I was like, that was a total answer to prayer because it had been like exactly what I was asking for. So it was really cool to see God work in that way, and so I jumped at the opportunity to come down here.
Fantastic. Do you often look for service opportunities like that?
This is the first time that I've looked for one, because that was kind of why it was on my heart, I think, because I've never really done one before. But I had like had friends who had gone on one, and I was like, you know what, that's something that I should really be looking into. And so I think that's kind of why God put it on my heart.
A part of the servant event has been the leadership training. Each evening after we serve, we gather together for kind of a leadership training Bible study. And I was wondering if there's anything in that training that sticks out to you as being important to you.
Probably the thing that stuck out the most so far is, I remember the first night Sherry was kind of going over how maybe some of you are thinking, like, what am I doing here? Why did I come here? Just kind of second-guessing yourself. And I was feeling that because everyone was, like, knew each other from last year, and I didn't really know anybody, like, except a few people from my church. And it's like, well, I don't even know, like, what we're going to be doing while we're here. And I was just really, like, getting nervous about it. And then she said that, and she was talking about how, but there's not, it's like not an accident that you're here. God wants you here for some reason, and there's a purpose for you being here. So that really spoke into my heart, and because that was exactly how I was feeling, I was like, oh, okay, well, I'm not here by accident. God has brought me here. There's obviously something I need to learn, like people that can teach me or bless me or people that I can bless. So that was really encouraging. That's probably what I've learned, like, took away most so far.
So having been on campus for a while now, you're almost done with college. What are ways that you have stayed connected to your faith while being away from your home congregation?
Probably the church that I go to now has, it's a really large population of college students, so that's really helpful. And I've joined like the college group that meets there, and so that's been really helpful, and just been like finding ways to get involved there.
How did you find out about that church?
I've actually, I live in San Diego, so I'm in like the same area. So I found out about it my freshman year. A friend just was like, oh, you should come with me. It's a really cool church. So I started going sporadically just the past few years. And then probably like the past year or so is when I've kind of gone every Sunday and like made the step to actually get involved in the church, which is really cool.
That's fantastic. So it was word of mouth from your friends that this was a cool community to be a part of.
Yeah. I think what I really like is because it is so many college students, and there's like families and stuff too, but a large part of it is college students, the messages are really related to what we go through on a daily basis. And the worship is really, really, really good. Like, it's so cool to see people my age, especially like going to San Diego State, where being a Christian is definitely the minority. Like, in my group, like, all my classes, I'm probably the only girl that's a Christian. So it's really cool to see people my age just, like, totally, like, enveloped in the worship and just totally, like, lost in it. And just, like, they don't even care what other people think. They, like, have their hands raised and they're just totally into it. And that's so cool to see because I don't get to see that, every day at school. I see, like, just, like, totally the worldly side of everything at my school. So it's awesome to see that there are still, like, people my age that just love Jesus and, like, it's such a part of their daily life.
So people who are listening to this who are looking for ways to reach young adults and they don't know how and they don't know what they can do at their church to help young adults know that they're welcome, what would you say to them about what they could do?
I think probably just, like, ask the young adults, like, just because every congregation's, like, a little different, just ask them, like, what is it that you're looking for? What changes would help you, feel more connected and feel more a part of the group and feel like you do have a place in your congregation, not, like, you're kind of, like, the outcast because you're, like, in between the little kids and the adults.
So that sense of community and of belonging to a community that you have a role in is important to you.
Yeah, I think that is so important, like, because God created us to be relational. We're not supposed to be all by ourselves. Like, He's relational, and we're made in His image, so we're relational. And so you can't be yourself when you're all by yourself. You need, like, that family of believers, that community, to just, like, you need those relationships to strive. And to, like, I think so many of, like, my Christian friends have really influenced my walk with God, and I've totally, like, in times when I'm just, like, irritated and frustrated, and I just want to, like, turn my back on God, my friends are there to, like, pull me back and kind of reassure me and help build me up and help increase my faith.
If you were a part of a church that had very few other young adults, which is very different than what you're going through right now, what could the older people in the church do to support you or to meet your needs or to help you?
I think just like showing an interest in what the young adults are doing, because I think I went to a church one time where there was, like, almost no young adults. I wasn't a member there. I just went a couple times. And it just seemed like there was such a gap, like, the older people didn't really care maybe what was going on with the young adult ministry. Like, they were kind of interested, but, like, they didn't really want to hear about it, or they didn't really want to be involved in it, or maybe, like, even with help, like, fundraising for events or anything. So I think just showing interest and, like, trying to get involved in what the young adults are doing.
Sounds very relational.
Yeah.
And very authentic. Like, you weren't looking for a big program. You weren't looking for a special worship service. You were just looking for people to want to be your friend.
Yeah.
And take an interest in you.
Yeah.
What would you say to young adults who don't feel connected to a church? They don't feel connected to their faith anymore because they can't find a church with other young adults. What would you say to them to help encourage them?
It's really hard to find a church where you feel like you are part of the group and you are connected. I know it's really uncomfortable because it's uncomfortable for me, but, like, when you do find a church that maybe does have a larger population of young adults, you do have to make that step, and you do have to sometimes step out of your comfort zone and get involved. Because if you just kind of, like, stay in the corner and don't, reach out to others, it's a lot harder to get involved. And, yeah, sometimes we'll reach out to you, but it's just so much easier just to, like, make that step and find programs that you are interested in that you can get involved in and just, like, get to know people. And I know it's uncomfortable. It was really uncomfortable for me at first, like, going to the college group where I go now, because I didn't know anybody. I was like, why am I going? I was like, but when you're doing something for God, it's going to be blessed. He's not going to, like, be like, well, I know you're going to, like, worship me and learn about me, but sorry, it's going to suck. Like, he'll bless it.
And it's worth going out of your comfort zone for you.
Yeah. Whenever you go out of your comfort zone for Jesus, like, it's always worth it.
My name's Kristen Erickson. I am from Jacksonville, Illinois, which is central Illinois. And currently I'm a student at Concordia Chicago, and I'm studying early childhood.
What ways have you found to stay connected to your faith while you've been away from home?
Mm-hmm. Just being at Concordia provides all kinds of opportunities for worship and serving and all sorts of things. I've become very involved in Concordia Youth Ministry, where we have our teams and we go to the churches and do lock-ins. It's been one of my favorites, and we have chapel every day that I make as much as possible part of my daily routine. And, you know, our campus has the church on Sundays as well, and there's always events going on, either by our Ministry to Concordia team. We have a Ministry to the World, a Ministry to Chicago. There's like five different branches that are continually having events or projects or something.
So going to a Christian university has provided you all these opportunities to stay connected to your faith. It sounds like you've really been enjoying them.
I do. I love it very much.
So if you're a senior and you're probably thinking of what life is going to be like in the next couple of years, you know, getting a job, what will you look for in a congregation once you are a young professional?
I mean, ideally, you know, just some place that's it's welcoming and you have that, like, instant family feel. I come from a small congregation, so I will probably look for similarities in that sense. And probably a big youth, as in, like, to work with youth younger than me, and not necessarily, I mean, ideally it'd be great to have a lot of my peers as well, but definitely looking for, like, Sunday school, vacation Bible school, those kinds of things that I can jump right in and start looking for ways to serve in that aspect.
Having been an experienced college student, you know, as a senior, what advice would you give to students on campuses, different campuses, on ways that they could stay connected to their faith, whether they're at a Christian school or not?
I think you definitely have to seek out those opportunities. They're not always going to come, you know, throwing themselves at you, especially if you're not on a Christian campus. You have to be pretty diligent in seeking those out, but they typically are there. And I mean, there's lots of different groups that are on those campuses, even if you know, people may not always know that going in. I know there's different kinds of, like, youth group types that are available. But even then, you don't always have to be a part of that, you know. You're just making other friends and finding that common factor between you, you know, that finding your faith. And you can learn a lot from each other and, you know, getting involved with the church around. And, you know, then you meet other people that way. Or, you know, just keeping on task with yourself, I think, too, like, you know, making sure you find ways to serve, you know, being that model and showing people through your actions what you believe and what's important to you. And I think that will lead you in other directions.
Cool. So tomorrow is the final day of the Servant event, and so what have you learned so far? What will you take away from this experience?
I've learned a lot of, like, specific skills, like, you know, some of the cooking and the handiwork we've been doing, and also from each other. And I love coming together in a scenario like this where people that you don't really know, but all of a sudden you are, you know, thrown together and you make it work, and you are all of a sudden best friends after, you know, such a short time. And you just learn from each other. You learn how to work together. You learn each other's strengths and weaknesses and how to make that work. And definitely from our leaders, too. Even just thinking in my teacher way of how to, you know, become a, you know, how they lead their, you know, some of the Bible studies we've been doing with them, too. And, you know, what are important things to point out to each other, and, you know, so you're not always hearing the same message, you know, over and over again, but those little things that can be you know, imperatives to specific situations, and how to get people involved and how to kind of raise the excitement of a group.
Now, part of the Servant event has been the leadership training. What are you going to take away from the leadership training?
What we've been talking about lately is the self aspect, and how it's really important to take care of yourself and know yourself on, you know, like, your own strengths and weaknesses. And last night we talked about core values, and so you're really aware of yourself and what you need physically, spiritually, mentally, that you can be the best leader that you can be.
I am Rachel LaMonica. I'm Brianna Hughes.
Where did you guys come from for the Servant event?
We both came from San Diego, California.
What made you choose this Servant event? Out of anything you could do for 4 days of your summer?
We were here last year for the NYG, so I know, at least for me, the day that I got back from that trip, I was like, if I ever have a chance to go to New Orleans again, I'm going to take it. I just finished up at Lutheran High School in San Diego, and now I'm off to college, going to Concordia University, Irvine, and I'm studying Christian Education Leadership, so not sure if I want to be a teacher or DCE yet, but we'll see what God has in store.
And I just finished my first year at University of California, Irvine, so I'm going to be a sophomore next year. And I'm studying psych and social behavior and minoring in education, and I hope to get my credential there. And I want to teach in a public school. And then during the summer right now, I'm working at a preschool.
So as you look ahead to the next year on campus, how far will you be from your home and your home church?
A little over an hour, I guess. So not too far enough, though, but
probably won't be driving home every Sunday to go to church there.
I'll find another church up there to go to.
Okay, so that's your intention. You want to find another?
Yeah, definitely.
So while you're at school, what would you look for in a church? Since you can't go back to your home church every week, what would you look for in a church to attend while you're in college?
Big, but small enough where I can still get involved and be active. And I think more contemporary service than traditional. Multiple services at different times and different days during the week. Not feel like it's always at like only one time. I'll have options to make sure I get there every week, depending on my schedule.
So now you've spent a year in college, because you're going to be a sophomore.
Mm-hmm.
How have you been able to stay connected to your faith at a public university?
Well, I had heard about some different Christian organizations. So the first week I was there, I sought out a couple and kind of felt them out, and I settled on Campus Crusade for Christ. So I've been going to their regular meetings, and then I was able to join a Bible study there, which is actually like the main reason I stayed, because after a couple weeks, like, we got so close and our leaders were totally like cool versions of like moms to us. Like they completely took us in and were totally there for us. So that was one way I stayed connected. And then I kind of went church hopping to find what I liked, and I've settled down at a Lutheran church that's really close to my campus, so that was also another way I was able to stay connected.
So did you have that intention when you came there that you were going to find a church, or did you hear about the church and decide, oh, maybe I will go? Like, what was your intention ahead of time?
At first when I got there, I definitely wanted to go to a church, but I was scared to go by myself, so I went with another guy that had gone to my home church and was also living up in Irvine. And he took me to a church, but it was very big, so I kind of felt lost in the crowd. So that's when I started kind of trying out churches on my own. So I did have an intention to find a church, but I was kind of just going to go with him at first, and then that kind of evolved into picking my own.
Okay. So it seems like both in your choice of a church and in your choice to stick with Campus Crusade for Christ, mm-hmm. it was the relationships that you made with those people that made you want to keep
definitely.
Going. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't so much programs that these churches or, you know, Christian organizations offered, but the people you met there that
exactly.
made you keep going.
Yes.
Okay. So if you were a church near college and you were in charge of young adult ministry or college age ministry, what could you do as a young adult to assist that church? Because you know what you're looking for. You know what has worked for you, you know, and what hasn't. So if you were a young adult at that church, what kinds of things could you do to help the church reach people your own age?
I think, like Rachel said, that relationships are really important, and that's what keeps people grounded, because you're constantly surrounded by people of the same beliefs. But even if it's not just having a religious conversation, it's just any time hanging out, you always kind of have that comfort. So even things outside of Bible studies that are kind of the usual, things out of the norm, just hanging out and going places together would be a big thing, at least it is for me, just because, you know, it's fun and entertaining, and so it kind of pulls you in, but it's also a good foundation, a good base, and, you know, you have those relationships and those friends that are going to last longer than, you know, like secular relationships would. I look for service opportunities because I love things like this where I can get out of the sanctuary but still be with everyone and know that I'm making a difference but having fun while doing it. Like, this is just like a vacation for me, getting away from home and, you know, going somewhere that I won't be able to go to very often, but the fact that we get to help people is great. It's like a win-win situation. So I definitely look for events like that, even if it's just around the church, just around college and, you know, visiting local schools or whatever it is. That's what I look for.
What about you?
Well, this is something you kind of have to go to the church to see, but what made me stick with the church that I have found was that as soon as I went there, people were coming up to me and just, like, talking to me. And the first church that I tried out, that didn't happen. And so I think especially, like, with Campus Crusade for Christ, instead of having, like, the leaders of the church come over and say hi, which is great, but people my own age would come over and say hi. And that was, like, the big difference to me. It wasn't someone who was obligated. It wasn't someone who was their job. It was just someone coming over that wanted to be part of their group.
Just an authentic welcome from somebody who's just glad that you were there is what made the difference.
Exactly, yeah.
What do you want the church to know about you?
That there's so many young adults, I think, that aren't being reached, that aren't connected, and that maybe have grown up in the church, maybe they haven't, but it's so sad to see the people that have grown up in the church and, you know, they've gone to church every Sunday and stuff, and once they hit young adult age, they fall away and aren't connected anymore and aren't involved. So I think that, you know, it's going to take work and effort, but to reach out to those young adults and try to pull them back in, because I think it'll be tough, but it's definitely possible, and I think their hearts are open.
What about you?
I've been going to Sunday school all my life, you know, since I was two, and then I hit college and there was nothing. There was groups where people were in their 40s and 50s, and then there was the high school group, and there's nowhere for us to go on Sunday mornings for the Sunday school time. So just to have, like, some kind of group that would incorporate us, like a Bible study or something, that would be really helpful for me.
I hear that from a lot of people, that they felt like they had a place in their congregation until they graduated from high school. And then there was, like, this big gap until you were married and had kids. And they didn't know where they fit in, and they felt uncomfortable going, so they just stopped going. So how would you help organize a group for young adults at your church? Like, how could you help organize that Bible study? Because I know a lot of people ask me why I don't even know what to do. So I thought maybe you guys might have some suggestions.
I think getting the word out is going to be the biggest deal, because you never know. Maybe someone will hear about it and kind of brush it off, like, oh yeah, Bible study, like whatever. But maybe to some people it'll mean a lot and be the thing that they've been looking for and been needing in their life. So getting the word out and making it just fun. I mean, that seems stupid, but making it fun to go to and have a core group of leaders that are gonna stick to it and show up every week, and so they know they have those people to go to and those people to be encouraging them to come. I think encouragement is big, because, you know, even someone might hear about it and, like I said, brush it off, but if they have people saying, like, personally to them, hey, you should go to this, like, come check it out. That'd be nice. And just making sure that the messages are relatable. Just
would it be important to you that it would be led by young adults, or would it not matter if an older adult was leading it? What would be important to you as far as the leadership?
I think having young adults lead it, because I haven't gone to school yet at Concordia Irvine, but I've heard that they have, I think, like a student-led chapel or something like that. And so, you know, the students do the music, the students do the message, and they run the whole thing. So obviously, I think that's definitely going to be relatable, because they're in the same position as you are. They know what you're going through, what you have gone through, what you will go through. So that would help out a lot.
I totally agree with Brianna. And just adding that, like, before I'd even start, I'd like to, like, just go to people and say, what do you want? Like, do you want us to go through a certain book in the Bible? Do you want us to get, like, a devotional book? Like, just what kind of format would make them most likely to come and to get stuff out of it? Because I know there's, like, different things with Sunday school, and then there's, like, we do have a Bible study at night now that we just started a couple months ago. And, like, do you want it to be a format like that? Or just, like, trying to get an understanding for what they would most benefit from.
So asking the young adults what they want and then listening to what they say.
Yes.
I'm Kelsey Ehlers. I am 20 years old. I go to Northwest Missouri State University in Maryville, Missouri, where I study child and family studies, hoping one day to work for a church or a non-profit organization.
Mm-hmm. What made you decide to come to this event?
I was a young adult volunteer for the National Youth Gathering in New Orleans last year, and towards the end of it, they were talking about we should have a reunion next summer, and I had such a blast, and I was just like, I want to do that. I want to come back. I want to hang out with these people again. I want to help the city of New Orleans. And so I knew right away that I was wanting to do it.
So as a young adult on a university campus, how have you been able to stay connected to your faith and find a community of believers?
Freshman year, I joined a Christian sorority called Gamma Alpha Lambda, and it was one of the best decisions I've ever made because I was really struggling freshman year, like being away from home and missing home and stuff, and my roommate was looking into it, and so I kind of tagged along with her and checked it out, and joining that got me introduced to Campus Crusade for Christ. So I'm in GAL and I'm in Campus Crusade for Christ, and I just knew that I wanted like my faith to be a focus, and I just jumped right into it because I knew I needed that, and it helped me decide to stay at school and it really helped me make friends, and it just, I knew that that's what I needed to do.
So it was an on-campus group that offered you the opportunity to meet other people your age who were Christians and to have what kind of activities with them?
We meet, the sorority, we meet every Monday night for a meeting, and then we have like sister suppers, and we have an activity like once a month where we'll go ice skating or sledding or to dinner. And then Camp Crew meets every Thursday night for their big thing, and it's like worship and speaker, and it's just good. It's a really good community of people, and there's weekly Bible studies. I'm being discipled by someone, an older woman, and I have an accountability partner, and we meet once a week and just chat about life and what we're going through and how we've just like been blessed.
I'm Sean Pica. I'm a vicar / going to be a pastor.
So you're at the LCMS Young Adult Servant Event right now. What made mm-hmm. you want to come to the Servant Event?
For me, this is one way to stay connected to young adult ministry. I did, with you and other people, did the Young Adult Servant Event in 2009, which was called LEAD. I had never thought about a servant event, probably back in high school and that kind of thing. My experience at Concordia was when I first started learning about what a servant event was and doing a lot of the things, like all sorts of different mission trips and that kind of thing.
So it sounds like you have an interest in young adult ministry.
Yeah.
Why? Why is it important to you?
I ended up going to a Concordia, which was Concordia Irvine. But that time there was a good chance to grow in my faith, meet other young adults. And the whole spiritual life on campus and being at a Concordia or being around other people who are growing in their faith, I think that was a huge impact on what I decided to do. Like I said, it went from thinking about church work to eventually going to seminary, you know. But I remember even my senior year trying to figure out my vocation, trying to figure out what I was going to do with my life. And I would say a lot of my calling was shaped by going to a Christian college and being around people. So, yeah, it was huge significance. Because you, with the Concordia, I mean, it was a small community, but I think in general, that is what young adults are looking for. They're looking for a community. I hadn't thought about it also that young adult ministry can be parish-based. Not everyone is in college, and there's just young adults in our community. Now, I'm doing more of a traditional parish mixed with urban ministry now. So I'm always looking for ways to try to reach out to young adults. They do want to belong.
How would you help a young adult feel as if they belong to your community?
Anyone who comes into a church who isn't familiar with it is probably going to come in with questions. And so you teach them what we believe and make them feel part of the community that way. But then as they grow, I think just giving them different roles. I mean, that's the biggest thing. They need roles, I mean, in the church. And I have seen some churches where they do have young adults as elders and that kind of thing. I mean,
yeah, it takes them from being observers to being participants and leaders.
Yeah. Trying to figure out life is hard enough when you don't put God in the picture. So when people grow in their faith and they're trying to say, well, what does God want me to do? that we're redeemed by Christ, free to serve others. And I think helping young adults realize that they may still have a lot of questions, but and that's okay. Mm-hmm. I think it's a big thing. I do believe it. Yeah, it begins with showing people who they are, who they were created as, and that's another thing. It doesn't mean that we have to throw out what we believe to reach them either, because reaching them is showing them what we believe. That is a big part of it. My faith grew because I heard Christ crucified in, I mean, that was the theme mm-hmm. of everything I heard at Concordia. So now it was done in different ways. We had everything from chapel to a midweek student-run kind of service.
Was that important to you, to hear other young adults sharing their faith?
Yeah, that was important. Just the whole community of having everyone from students sharing their faith, and then doing servant events. So that was a big thing. Again, my experience, little by little, led to full-time ministry. So
opportunities to volunteer, organic relationships, authentic communication, and the support of a community, these seem to be important factors to young adults as they develop their faith walk after adolescence. But how do you maintain a community with a generation that's too flexible to commit? That's the topic of our next podcast. You can subscribe to this podcast on our website. This is Jessica Bordelot, Young Adult Ministry Consultant and Editor of LCMSYAM.org.